This is Eric Jaworski, and you're listening to my podcast. Over the years, I've kind of learned that I had a special talent for impersonations or impressions of characters or certain people. It just basically, whenever I watch a movie, sometimes if I wanted to try to like repeat or mimic a scene, I really try to emphasize the voice or the character, how like they sounded. And they would either sound very similar or almost correct, to the point where people are like, wow, you just sounded like the character. Like, So, like, yeah, like, obviously there are some areas there where, like, with me trying to imitate Peter Griffin, there were some areas where it's like, some, like, you know, that laugh that he does, and Peter Griffin. So it's sort of like that kind of attitude where I try to adapt it, but again, I've not tried making a conversation with it. I just only done like that, chatted up, be shitty. Then, like, just basically that laugh. That's mostly with my impersonations that I try to do. I definitely know I learned about this when I was little, because I always love repeating scenes. And there was, like, Oliver Wood from Harry Potter when he's talking about Quidditch. Quidditch is easy enough to understand. Each team has 7 players, 3 chasers, 2 beaters, 1 keeper, and the seeker. The first ball's a quaffle. The chasers handle the quaffle and try to put it through one of those 3 hoops. So, like, I kind of realized he kind of had sort of like a Yorkshire sort of accents in a way. Like, it was not distinct, but it was minimum, and I tried to adapt that. For some reason, I thought I had I was able to impersonate the Uruk-hai from Lord of the Rings, like, who goes, "Find the halfling!" And, like, from what I recall, I thought I sounded good, but now I'm guessing since puberty, I can't make that sound anymore. definitely one impersonation that I think that catches on a lot is my impersonations of characters from Starkid. Particularly with Snape and Voldemort, and probably Joe Walker, because, again, like, I could do a little bit of his Umbridge and Commander Up, but,
I suppose sort of things.
Professor Snape, what's your favorite Quidditch position?
Oh, well, I like all sorts of positions.
Yeah, it's that, like, kind of,
what the hell is going on here?
That sort of, that weird sort of sound in Severus Snape.
What do you want with a rocket ship? What business do you have on Mars? Quill, we are going to get you laid.
And, like, on my Quidditch team, they really love me doing my Voldemort voice that I sometimes do pickup lines. Like in my podcast where I said,
Is that the wand in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, I want my basilisk to go into your chamber of secrets.
And, yeah, I definitely did that. They were laughing as heck. But they also love me when I sing Different As Can Be from the musical, where I both do Quirrell and Voldemort. So, God, I'm forgetting how it goes.
You really must agree, when you look at you and me, we're different, different as can be. You're a sissy, a twat, a girl. I'm the dog as a lord. I'm the brightest professor here. I've won several awards.
And yeah, you get the idea. Really trying to work that out. And I can kind of see myself trying to do voice acting, like, characters. I would love to do that in the future, because I could definitely see myself as kind of like Seth MacFarlane or the creators of Simpsons, or Trey Parker and Matt Stone of South Park, where they employ the voices of their characters multiple times, where, you know, Seth MacFarlane, he's Peter Griffin, he's Brian, he's Stewie, he's some of these other characters. And obviously that takes a lot of talent, and I'm kind of thinking of Chris Rock when he talks about voice narration or animations. Like, it is not the hottest thing in the world. I go in there, I go in the booth, they tell me my line. It's like, well, what's the line? Yeah, it's getting dark in here. It's getting dark here. And then he goes, is that a good line? And it's like, okay, what's the next line? We got to get going. We got to get going. And then they hand me $1 million. And also, like, when you layer on animation, you could be a fat girl and be a pretty princess. You could be a short guy. You may be a short guy, but you could play an Arabian prince. You could be a black person, and you could play a donkey and a zebra. And again, it is kind of interesting how different voices do work, especially with the character. And you definitely need to really be careful with those voice animations, because I've seen some animations or, like, voice acting where it was like, I don't know if, like, this voice works well with this character or how that actor is actually sounding, which I'm like, that doesn't sound right. But yeah, I'm definitely want to try to do, especially with impersonations, as a comedic stand-up routine, because a lot of people laugh, and I do walk around and sometimes it's talking different voices and just completely random. Again, like, even with my conversation, I may be normal, then all of a sudden I'll just difference. It's kind of like my comedic routine, I suppose, even though I not really set up one. And I do realize that I will probably not be completely accurate, but at least I'm trying. Like, I was trying to do, like, either it was a New York or Chicago accent, like, Chicago style, get your Chicago style hot dogs here. And I should probably know this accent because I'm from Chicago. But one of my friends from Chicago was like, oh no, that's not a good accent at all. Come on. And I'm like, hey, at least I'm trying. I don't see you trying it. So at least I'm trying to do the work. So impersonations, I think it would be a special ability I could do. And if anyone's doing any animation or some sort, I'd be glad to lend my voice. Even though sometimes when I listen to myself back, I'm like, ugh, is that what I sound like? Ugh. Because honestly, like, when I listen to myself on the recording here, I completely sound different than what I'm thinking I'm sound like. Where I, like, I'm really trying to emphasize this sort of, like, happy tone, and all of a sudden it seems a little depressed sounding when I listen on the recording for some reason, and I have no idea, but I don't know. And also with voice acting, I suppose I should call this thing voice acting instead of impersonations. But it would be, and also like doing a lot of singing, again, like I sometimes may try to employ the character because I listen to a lot of recordings. And I guess I sometimes, when I actually am singing, I might try to employ the character, the voice that I was listening to, I'm singing Some Enchanted Evening, and I was watching the movie, and the singer of that song is so low. And I'm thinking, Some Enchanted Evening, when you see a stranger. I'm like, Some Enchanted Evening. So it's like a sort of like a baritone, low baritone sort of thing. But yeah, voice acting, I would love to try to do that in the future. It does seem like an easy thing to do, and I think I would enjoy it. So hopefully you'll recognize my voice in the future.